You can think about bringing authentic scents into things like virtual product demonstrations. I mean, you can now virtually demonstrate perfume and cologne. Imagine if you're a restaurant or you're running a cooking class, you can literally bring the scents of the kitchen into someone's living room. It's really incredible. Your room literally now smells like a product in the commercial that you're watching. Same could go for digital advertising campaigns, online shopping experiences, brand experiences, and storytelling initiatives. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, just a super amazing episode to share with you today. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about something that everybody thought was science fiction for quite a while, and AI has officially made into reality, which seems like it's happening more and more often now. And this even has the potential to change the way we practice marketing. So it's my favorite type of topic on this show. I can cross marketing with my sci-fi AI obsession. So anyway, we have opportunities, like I said, to talk about this kind of stuff almost every day now. So it's really an incredible time to be alive. So this is a new technology of scent teleportation, as they've called it, from Osmo Labs. And it's basically the ability to, quote here. And so what they've done is they've used AI to digitize the essence of an object's scent. In the particular example that they use in the video, a short on YouTube that is linked in the show notes, they use a plum. And of course, this has some crazy applications and implications for not only marketing, but technology and the way humans interact with technology. We've literally given computers another sense. They can hear, they can see, and now they can definitely smell. I'm pretty sure at some point there's been experiments done to try and allow a computer to taste. I'm pretty sure I've seen some other robotics like with close to a sense of touch now as well. Don't quote me on that stuff, but basically we're so close to giving a computer all five senses. It's unreal. And we'll talk more about what that could mean in the future and a bit of marketing futurism in a little bit. But considering the fact that we have given computers the ability to smell now, I got to imagine the AI doomsdayers are not going to be super in love with this one. Adding the smell of humanity to a list of reasons that AI may not like us, for instance. Anyway, before we talk about this honestly revolutionary achievement in scent technology, scent teleportation technology, let's do a little bit of history or a look back at kind of the development of scent technology. The first real attempt to digitize smell was a technology literally called iSmell, believe it or not. And it wasn't Apple trying to make an iPod make a smell or something like that, although I wouldn't be surprised if they considered it at one point. But it was a company called DigiSense, and it was back in 1999 or 2000. And they sought to reproduce natural and man-made scents digitally. In the end, they were obviously unsuccessful. They had to shut it down. But throughout the early 2000s, there were other companies that made similar attempts. There was a technology called Pinoke, I believe. Excuse me for any mispronunciations. And that was from a company called AromaJet. There was TriSense with an X. I still don't know how to really pronounce that one. Check out the show notes for that word and let me know if you can pronounce it. They had something called a Scent Dome. There was the Kaori Web. And as you probably could have guessed, they fizzled out. And honestly, I just had to fight the urge to make a pun about how they didn't pass a smell test or something like that. But I still got to make my joke anyway. Anyway, considering that we're not smelling things from our TVs at this point with Smell-O-Vision or something, you can guess that that technology wasn't quite feasible at the time. But just a few days ago, a company called Osmo Labs announced that they have achieved what they're calling scent teleportation technology. In which they can literally, like I said, capture the essence of a smell using a tool called a gas chromatograph mass spectrometer. And apologies to you chromatograph users out there if I'm mispronouncing that. But they use that to capture literally the molecular mapping of a scent and then digitize that with the power of AI. They use this AI to analyze and, like I said, digitize the molecular scent structure. Then, using literally a printer, not only can we now print 3D items and in some cases start printing 3D organs, but apparently we can print smells too. It uses a specialized printer to recreate the scent. And if you haven't seen the video, definitely check it out. It essentially comes out as a little clear liquid in a vial. And it smells exactly like the scent that you have mapped. And in this case, it was a plum. Before we get into the marketing futurism type stuff that this might mean, for instance, for product marketing or experiential marketing, let's talk about just the basic futurism part of it for a second. You guys know I like to geek out on that. First, what does it mean for robotics and humanoid robotics and the future of humanoid technology, which we've seen so much in the news and the AI community recently, and we've talked a lot about on the show? The applications, when you start to consider them, are actually pretty incredible outside of just robotics. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in a robotic application. This could just be in a technological interface application using AI, using the artificial intelligence. For example, something like environmental analysis, like safety analysis. A robotic system or system could use this technology to do early threat detection on environmental hazards like a gas leak, or even something less dramatic like something spoiling in your fridge or something being spoiled. It adds an entirely new dimension to the mapping of a robot's environment also by combining visual, auditory, and olfactory data. And this is, again, just another step in the true humanization of artificial intelligence and technology. And who's to say that something as integral to the human experience as scent isn't a very important part of what makes us conscious in the way that we are? Smell is directly connected to the limbic system and human emotions. We know how incredibly receptive animals are to scent and in the lens with which they view the world through their senses. I mean, having this incredible scent processing ability, which, you know, let's be honest, will eventually surpass humans and probably not in very long, could help robots better understand human emotional states. I mean, if we go one direction with our futurism, this could be, unfortunately, maybe how the robots smell fear or something like that. I do apologize, though, if I cause anybody any anxiety with my jokes about existential AI threats. It's probably just to mask any anxiety that I have myself. Anyway, AI optimists for sure here on this show. Anyway, moving on. There are additional commercial applications that don't immediately come to mind when you think about, you know, scent technology that could be very impactful. Think about like medical training or diagnosing or something like that. There's this incredibly fascinating aspect of scent to medical diagnosis. There's potential to diagnose by breath or body odor, and we'll talk about that in a reference to a HubSpot article in here in a little bit. And AI will be able to detect incredibly early signs of illness or health issues, and nothing really feels out of the realm of possibility anymore, which is pretty incredible. And like I said, I feel like we're very lucky to be living in the time that we are. Okay, but now for the stuff that you all came here for, the marketing stuff, the marketing futurism, to be honest, a little bit in this case, but not so far anymore, not nearly as far as I certainly really thought. Or again, every day I'm shocked by how far we have advanced in AI already and what it could mean for the very new future. So what does this mean for marketing? One, we talk so much about virtual and augmented and mixed reality experiences and what that industry in general means for human device interaction, and in particular, marketing interaction and experiential marketing and brand marketing. And we've now shown that as a part of a digital experience, you can incorporate smells. And it doesn't feel too far off from, I don't know, getting like sprayed in the face in a theater or something like that. But if it can be done at a molecular level in a way that doesn't literally, you know, shoot something in your face in a controlled way, or it happens in an isolated environment, like around someone who is playing a game, it's pretty fascinating. And the potential is pretty incredible. And not just for things like games, but for any mixed reality experience. You're just, you know, what if you're just walking through a physical location or a geographical location, a tourist destination? That location could and would have a very particular scent print. And that is where we're getting into a world of virtual reality that honestly could be dangerously close to fooling the human brain, or maybe not necessarily fooling the human brain, but convincing the human brain that a mixed reality experience truly is better than just sitting on the couch that we're sitting on at home or something like that in a lot of cases. So there's all the ways that it could, and I think it will, affect mixed reality and virtual reality experiences, especially in marketing. You can think about bringing authentic scents into things like virtual product demonstrations. I mean, you can now virtually demonstrate perfume and cologne. Imagine if you're a restaurant or you're running a cooking class, you can literally bring the scents of the kitchen into someone's living room. It's really incredible. Your room literally now smells like a product in the commercial that you're watching. Same could go for digital advertising campaigns, online shopping experiences, brand experiences, and storytelling initiatives. Again, if a scent can really be made a part of what you're selling or the story that you're telling, and let's be honest, it's a pretty pivotal part of any, at least physical experience, which in the case of, again, product marketing, is a really impactful, powerful thing. I'm not sure exactly how or if you want to introduce sense into your SaaS product marketing, but marketers are creative. I'm sure they will find a way, but there are certainly some pretty fascinating use cases for product marketing. That's for sure. There's actually an amazing article on the HubSpot blog, of course. It's literally all about digital scent and the digital scent market. So again, what kind of article doesn't the HubSpot blog have? Definitely check out the link in the show notes. A lot of really good additional information there. But I just wanted to highlight some of the awesome stats that they have in here as well. They really reflect that what Osmo Labs has tapped into as far as this digital scent market, especially being really the first ones to break that barrier, at least in the technological sense. The article is titled Digital Scent, a $1.2 billion market primed for innovation. And it looks like this was initially published on May 13th. So HubSpot definitely having their finger on the pulse, because they mention at the end of the article here, the funding that Osmo had achieved and what they were doing as far as mapping scents and molecular mapping. And it looks like this was initially published back in May, but it was updated in early October. So not really sure when they added the Osmo information, but at the very least, it's up to date, that's for sure. Anyway, they say here that today's consumers very much crave multi-sensory experiences. In fact, 63% of them crave multi-sensory experiences, according to their data. They highlight and kind of mention some of the things that we've already talked about, like the scent aspect of what it could do for food or cooking videos or shopping experiences. They say that nearly half of social media users have impulsively bought something online. I think that's something we can all probably personally identify with. And that's just through sight and sound, as they say here. HubSpot says, imagine adding like a scent element to that. It will be over for us all, as they literally say. And they're right. They're right. It very well could be over for us all, especially if DoorDash is hitting me with the scents of all the meals that I order way too often. That sounds terrifying and amazing all at one time, for sure. Anyway, they talk about some other companies and endeavors that have gained steam recently in the scent or the digital scent space. A company called Kaniku raised $38.6 million to build quote unquote smell cyborgs that are going to detect diseases. Again, it gets into some pretty crazy, crazy applications that really can change much more than just virtual reality marketing, that's for sure. And this idea that that olfactory input, that olfactory data could mean so much more than it does to us humans with our limited senses. I mean, it's an entire dimension, again, that we really can't tap into. And so now the animals and the robots will be able to smell, and I'll be incredibly jealous. Well, maybe not, considering how bad some of those smells would be. Anyway, another company named Nose, but with a Z, received $1.3 million to develop tuberculosis breathalyzer analysis using an aroma chip. So again, fascinating, fascinating medical applications. And another great stat here, according to the article, 74% of customers are drawn into a store because of the smell, which makes me kind of think of like the old Abercrombie stores with the music and pumping all the cologne out of the door and back in my younger days in the mall. Now, I do tend to get a little ahead of myself talking about the futurism aspects of some of these technologies, although this one is pretty incredible, I have to say, but it is young. It does face challenges. But considering the fact that we have, you know, now PhD level reasoning agents in our pockets that can work 24/7, 365, solving these problems and improving the science that has now been created, I think we are well on a road to being able to address those obstacles and problems in advancing this technology. For instance, according to Osmo, there are still some molecular smells that are difficult to recreate or map, such as sulfurs within tropical fruits, apparently. Again, I think fruit odor and natural odors like that are a good place to start, apparently, because the next step now is to try and mix like honey and lavender and apple blossoms in a complex smell combination. So like I said, I think we can all start to see a little bit more clearly now a future in which all five senses are literally mapped digitally, and where the virtual worlds or, you know, the augmented reality that we are experiencing will truly feel, in every sense of the word, feel and smell as real as the physical world. It's crazy to think how close we might be to that future. Okay, that's all for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. And if you happen to be watching on YouTube, please go ahead and hit the subscribe button so you can get notified every day when we drop our latest episode. Okay, until next time. And as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.